Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Ben Klube, CEO of Energy Pathways, to discuss the recent developments in their mesh energy storage project. Energy Pathways has just announced the appointment of a seasoned engineering team, including Derek Grimmer as COO, James Poole as Facilities Engineering Manager, and Simon Nicol as Wells Manager. This new leadership team brings extensive experience from major energy projects across companies like Shell, Apache, and Total, setting the stage for Mesh's transition from concept to operational reality. The Mesh project aims to provide a reliable supply of natural gas and green hydrogen powered by wind energy from the Irish Sea, supporting the UK's energy transition with a fully decarbonised zero-emission facility. Ben, thanks for joining us. Let's dive into what these latest moves mean for Energy Pathways and the UK's clean energy future, please.
Yeah, hi there. So these appointments are an integral part of our project, the Mesh project, which is to develop a large-scale energy storage project in the UK Irish Sea. And this leadership team that we're bringing into the company, they're providing the engineering skills set that will take us through the pre-FEED phase of the project and FEED to reach our FID milestone at the end of 2025.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, what specific challenges do you foresee for the Mesh project that this newly appointed team is particularly well suited to address?
Well, the Mesh project is effectively an energy infrastructure project, and there are some complex engineering challenges to work through in developing this project. And really what we're doing here is we're utilizing the extensive and strong skills base that comes from the North Sea oil and gas sector, which is highly applicable and transferable skills that can be applied in our particular infrastructure project. And the individuals that we're bringing on board have this deep experience in these engineering areas that will enable us to complete pre-FEED to our satisfaction and move the project forward in an effective and technical as well as commercial manner to reach FID.
So Ben, tell us a little bit more about these people. One, do you know them? Two, have you worked with them before? And three, how do you propose that each one will add value, not just in their role, but in terms of the whole of Energy Pathways business?
Yeah, so we've been working with these individuals already, so we know them well. They're keen and supporters of the project, and they bring the right set of skills to this company and to the project that we need. We are being quite innovative in what we're doing here, and we need to bring the solutions for engineering solutions to this project for it to be a success. And these individuals are highly suited to developing those engineering solutions for us.
Okay, and there's been some silly rumors going around that you're paying yourself and other people literally hundreds of thousands of pounds. So do you want to say anything about that?
Well, we're
other than you wish you were.
Well, no, yes, it would be nice, but we maintain strong capital discipline in what we do, and the remuneration structure that we have for the team is closely benchmarked to industry positions, and we're certainly not overpaying our staff, and we're very, very competitive in our capital discipline approach.
So from the perspective of this team is the team that's going to help you to get the gas out the ground. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they'll design the energy storage facility, the mesh energy storage facility. Then they'll implement that design, and that will enable us to, once executed that project, that will enable us to produce gas from the mesh reservoirs and then transition it into energy storage operations.
And in terms of what you already have, what is the gassing ground actual value?
So the Marram reservoirs that the MeSH project are developing here, they contain circa 50 BCF of gas, and so through the development of the MeSH storage facility, we'll be producing that gas over time. And you can see the current gas price at 100 pence a therm, circa that. There's considerable value there.
Okay, and what are the next steps then in terms of energy pathways? Where can we see more news coming in the next few weeks and months?
Yeah, in the coming weeks and months, we'll be making some announcements with respect to our pre-FEED activities, and as we move into the new year, our FEED activities, and that will involve some announcements with respect to engineering works, with respect to our key stakeholders, and bringing those relationships forward. And also announcements with respect to licensing. And we'll also be looking to move forward in parallel commercial and financing type agreements as well.
So, have you had any of the meetings yet, the government meetings that, because you were invited onto this panel or whatever word that they used to call it? Have you had any meetings on that yet and seen the direction that this Labour government?
In terms of the DESNZ hydrogen storage business model design group, we're in conversation with the DESNZ department for that, and we're awaiting notification of the first formal meeting of that group.
Okay, so you anticipate that's going to happen over the coming weeks?
Yes.
Very good. So, Ben, you've come from sort of no, nobody's been looking at you to now a situation where you have finance in place to keep things going to the next stage, and also very, very supportive government, and also a requirement really for this in the UK. So, what would you like to say to shareholders about where you think Energy Pathways' future will be seen?
Well, as I've maybe previously commented on this forum, Energy Pathways sees a large-scale growth sector emerging in the UK energy space, which is for energy storage. And that is driven by a government policy approach, not just this recently elected Labour government, but also the previous one, that sees that requires, in effect, a huge demand for energy storage to be developed for the UK energy sector. And that's the strategy that Energy Pathways is pursuing. We think it's a multi-billion dollar sector that is going to emerge from this, and we want to be a leading player in this sector. And we think we're eminently well positioned with our foundation asset, the MeSH storage project, as well as with our developing relationships with the government, and as well as with the industry sector. And with that, we see a great opportunity here to take a leading position to generate significant amount of value for our shareholders.
So, Ben, this is a question that's not really about Energy Pathways, but do you see not over-reliance, but the reliance on wind power in the United Kingdom really playing into the hands of your type of business, as in gas production and then storage of the hydrogen? I mean, it seems to be that everything is on black, if you like. Everything is on, this is what we're going to do.
Absolutely, yes. So that is the driving force behind the UK energy transition, the call it reliance and expansion of renewable energy supply. And as you pointed out, in the UK, that is virtually entirely wind generating capacity. And that simply results in the UK generating excess wind that cannot access markets, and that needs to be harnessed in some manner. And really, the solution to that is to convert that excess wind energy into stored energy. And that is why the storage sector for the UK We expect to grow rapidly, and we are positioned, we believe, in our with our asset position and the growth areas that we're targeting to harness a significant element of that excess wind energy.
And it's a question that's, again, not really that relevant to you guys, but I'm interested to see because we've got other companies that are in this area. Do you see that there's going to be a big potential uptick in the gas peaking stations around the United Kingdom just to level off the grid because we are so heavily dependent on the wind?
Yes, that's and that, I'm not saying anything controversial here. It's understood by with government policy that when the wind's not blowing, then where's the backup power going to come from? There's going to be an increased reliance on gas peaking power gen to fill those demand gaps, and so that is a call it a growth area. That comes sort of in tandem with the expansion of renewable wind capacity.
So, as UK PLC, effectively, we really do need to secure enough gas ourselves, rather than dependent on, very expensive, LNG imports, I would imagine.
Well, that's right. So when the UK becomes increasingly reliant on peaking gas power gen to meet its electricity demand, if that is being done with a backdrop whereby UK domestic supply is dropping off rapidly and UK effectively having 80% of its gas demand met by imports, the supply chain is getting stretched and the on-demand deliverability of gas is increasing. So essentially relying on LNG ships to come in when you need the gas is clearly caused some challenges. And again, gas storage is going to be a much needed energy asset for the UK to address energy security challenges in the manner that you've just described with respect to gas power gen. So we again see that component of energy storage as being a growth sector for the UK energy sector.
So, with that in mind, is Marin the first small gas project that you can see that you're going to get, or are you just focused on Marin and storage and that's it? Or can you see an expansion of other gas assets coming into Energy Pathways that will allow you to be not only a supplier of that gas, but also give you the ability to have the storage once the gas is out?
Look, so the MESH project, which is the Marham gas reservoirs, that's our foundation project, and we're absolutely focused on bringing that to the market and generating value for our shareholders. However, there are growth opportunities that we are looking at, we've identified to expand energy storage capacity for the UK. So we're going to be progressing those growth opportunities in parallel because we believe there is a substantial value potential here, and we want to be an early mover to secure as much of that growth potential as possible.
Very good. We look forward to hearing from you again. Maybe some of these guys that you've just appointed, we can talk to them about technical stuff on the podcast as well as we move forward. And yeah, hopefully you guys are going to be a big part of the energy security in the UK, which we desperately need.
Thank you.
Okay, on that note, we'll say Ben Klube, CEO of Energy Pathways. Thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.